Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This is a Stocks for Beginners quick tip. Essential lessons, questions answered.
It's often said to be extremely important to have a diversified portfolio. However, this can also have some risks. In this quick tip, Carl Kaufman from American Dream Investing tells us about the dangers of diversification.
For an individual investor, you don't have a team of researchers with you. So if you're going to pick stocks, you really only have the focus and attention that you could really give to a handful of stocks. For us in American Dream Investing and my father's portfolio now that I'm managing, we have three stocks that are about 90% of the entire portfolio. And the other 10% is always shifting and changing around based on what we believe are the defining characteristics of those stocks, whether or not that we think they have growth potential. We're trading in and out of those stocks, as well as the top three. So we're actively monitoring all that at a time. Now, the dangers of diversification really come into play when you're passively investing in an index or ETF or sector, because, I mean, first off, the S&P 500 now is so concentrated in just a few handful of tech stocks to begin with. You know, I think the top 5 or 10 stocks, I don't know the exact numbers, but they comprise a ridiculous percentage. And, you know, you get 400 and something other stocks that are just not going to perform. And so when I first started writing for Forbes.com, I remember Macy's was a real dog. Under Armour was a real dog, and those were all included in the S&P 500 index. So, you know, not only are you getting the outperformers, you're also getting the underperformers that are dragging down your returns.
You're getting the good with the bad, aren't you?
You're getting the good with the bad. And I know in the S&P 500, there are many, many stocks that I would never choose if I were, you know, as a stock picker, I would never want to own those stocks. You know, I mean, they're good enough to be in the top 500 companies, but you know, some of them are barely hanging on, or their better days are behind them. So you're basically at the mercy of a category that you're not choosing. You know, my dad always taught me that it's very important to have control over your money and your decisions with your money. And so, you know, at American Dream Investing, we stick to just a few stocks that we know everything about. And you know, you're protected from risk that way. You know, look, the environment can always change for certain stocks. And that's the danger of having a concentrated portfolio, is that the story could change instantaneously. But you have the flexibility to just cut your ties with the company. Another thing my dad taught me was don't fall in love with the stock. And so you can always just sell out and use that cash for better purposes.
Can you share what those top three companies are?
Sure. We like Apple as our number one pick, obviously.
Oh, you're such a Warren Buffett kind of guy, aren't you?
I know. Well, you know, if Warren Buffett is concentrated in Apple, that's not a bad place to be. And he's done really well. It might be his top investment of all time for those people who are studying Warren Buffett. For the other two, we have two tobacco stocks because they are just efficient and margin generating machines that pay wonderful dividends. And so the benefit of that is that we're basically creating an annuity for ourselves by the big dividend yield that we understand is supported by their cash. We're not concerned about the cash running out for those companies because of the nature of their product.
So overall then, is there a particular number of stocks that you would recommend in a portfolio, just a manageable amount?
Yeah, I'd say the individual investor can't do more than 20 stocks in their portfolio. I just don't think anybody has the time or attention or resources to devote to truly understanding any more than 20 stocks. I think we have 12 in the portfolio right now. We've had 15 to 18 at different parts of the business's life. But, you know, any more than 20 and you're really spreading yourself too thin. And I have a great quote about why a concentrated portfolio is a great one. It's from James Olschlager, who is the founder of Oak Associates. And the quote is, "No hospital wings or college dormitories have ever been named by an indexer. They've been named by people who invested in one or two stocks and rode them for a period of time." So that was my dad's wealth philosophy as well, is that you find a few stocks that are winners, you hold on to them for a long time, and you trade within them and keep constantly revisiting that story.
If you found this podcast helpful, please tell a friend, especially if it's someone who needs to start thinking about investing for their future. You'll be helping them and helping me to keep this show on the road.
Stocks for Beginners is for information and educational purposes only. It isn't financial advice, and you shouldn't buy or sell any investments based on what you've heard here. Any opinion or commentary is the view of the speaker only, not Stocks for Beginners. This podcast doesn't replace professional advice regarding your personal financial needs, circumstances, or current situation.
And thank you for listening to my podcast.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.